more important things to worry about at the moment, particularly for Adrian Bodd and Gay Waterhouse. They've had another Group 1 winner yesterday. The final Group 1 of the season with prompt response in the Tats Tiara. She was brilliant yesterday. I think Adrian might have even bigger plans in mind for the Marys. On the line, Adrian, good morning. Congratulations. And as I said, she was quite dominant yesterday.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Jimmy. Yeah, thanks very much. It was really fitting to see her take out that Group 1. She thoroughly deserved it. And I'll wait for the stable to round out the season.
And Adrian, an aggressive ride from Blake. Was that the plan?
What's that, sorry?
An aggressive ride. Was that the plan?
Yeah, look, we wanted to really take advantage of the kind draw that we had. We had a bit of bad luck in previous races where she was caught wide, and just wanted to take it out of the equation. We thought it was a bit of speed drawn outside of us. If we can really make our intentions shown early in the race and really take control, it would probably suit her. And we know she's got a great sprint, and around that track we thought if we gave them all something to chase down, she'd be awfully hard to catch. So it worked out well on this occasion.
It's been a good Brisbane Carnival for the team, hasn't it, Adrian? Of course, English won a Group 1 earlier in the Carnival. You've ended up with prompt response. Mm. Potentially both mares now in Everest contention.
Yeah, we'd absolutely love to get them both there. And both, I think, thoroughly deserve their chance. Prompt response may not have initially been on everyone's radar, but, I don't see why she shouldn't be. She's she'll certainly give you a run for your money. You know, she's ultra consistent, and we've probably had to prepare and try and stretch her out and trip and stretch her out to the mile previously in order to try and chase that Group 1 for her, because with the fillies and mares races, they've probably been the most suitable ones on the programs for her, and I think a mile sort of really it's stretched her out previously, I guess, as we've seen, but she sort of got through it through sheer class and ability. So now that she's got that important Group 1 on her resume now, we can we can probably change the program a little bit. Obviously she'll have to sort of contest some of those weight for age races early in the spring there and try and put herself right in contention for the Everest, but I think she really is a sprinting mare. She's built like it, she's bred like it, the turn of foot that she's got, she should be able to be competitive in a race such as that. So hopefully she gets the opportunity.
So is there going to be the challenge there, Adrian, to talk about, okay, what you do from a training point of view and where you send her from a running point of view, and then at the same time you're trying to negotiate with one of the seven slot holders to do a deal there. They might want to see her over that distance or see that sharpness that you're talking about as opposed to just believe it.
Yeah, I guess that's the challenge. We've sort of got to... educate everyone on the type of mare that she is or that she could potentially be. And ideally would love to be able to secure the slots sooner rather than later. But I'm sure there'll certainly be a few holders that will be keeping their cards close to their chest and waiting late before they sort of show their hand. So that that gives everyone the opportunity to get into those lead up races and show them what she's made of.
Mm. Yeah, well, that caps a great season, as I mentioned earlier, for you, Adrian. There's a couple of horses I was going to ask you about that have really emerged this season. Sedanza, she won the Brisbane Cup, a Group 2, but just continued her very impressive season when she emerged from a restricted class galloper. And if I could ask, Adrian, an update on Pino, your Oaks winner at Flemington last spring. Haven't seen her since. What are the plans for both going to the new season?
Yeah, as a dancer, so she's still up here spelling in Queensland. She won't need too long, and we'll bring her back to Sydney. But we want to try and keep her at those trips over distances. I think she the way that she's matured now and really learning to relax in her races. We're really seeing what sort of devastating sort of finish she's got. So previously she just wanted to get a bit too keen in the mid stages and was just costing herself the race over that sort of trip. But now she's more seasoned, so some of those handicaps in the spring carnival, whether she could develop into a Caulfield Cup type of horse, would be really interesting to see how we'll probably try and head on a path like that and see if we can achieve that with her. As I said, the way she's racing now with the racing manners, I think it should be certainly something that should be on the cards. Pino, she's been sold to overseas interests, so unfortunately we won't be seeing her race again. So in Australia, so that's decision made by the owners, and you know, I'm sure she'll do well at stud over there.
Fair enough.
Just speaking of overseas, I understand that Gay's over at the Mediterranean holiday. Well, when do you, obviously when you negotiated the deal with Gay, you'd have put in a Mediterranean holiday for yourself. when do you head over to that part of the world, or indeed anywhere else?
Yeah, no, I find some suitable times throughout the year. I guess it wasn't long ago that I was just on honeymoon. So
that's right. I've had my
run this year. So,
well, you've got to hold the fort, Adrian. But you're doing a great job. As the stable's had a fantastic, I think it's 148 wins for the season now. So congratulations with that third Group 1 yesterday. And thanks for joining us this morning, Adrian.
Thanks very much for having us on the show.
Thanks, mate.